This is The Summer Before, a Batman The Dark Knight bandum featuring members of Panic at the Disco crossover fic, written by November Smith and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G, with additional tags for crossover, alternate universe, and meme. Summary. That old meme again. I can't believe I actually wrote this for these characters. 8 and 3 are itty children. They go to school together. Are they BFFs or enemies? Does one share the extra snack its mom packed? Or do they always play on the swing set? One summer morning, when Brendan was at that stupid summer music camp and Ryan and Spencer were out of town, when John had nothing to do at all except watch his baby sister sleep, and the babysitter talk all gross and mushy on the phone with her boyfriend, he went next door to see if the new kid wanted to play. It was almost August, and he was going to have to start first grade soon, which meant no more kickball in the park every day, or Tiny Toons marathons, or building forts in the backyard, and he wasn't going to waste it inside. He waited until the babysitter Maura was busy painting her nails, and slipped out the back door. The new kid wasn't really a new kid. He'd moved 3 months ago, but John had never actually seen him outside before, and his house was weird, with the windows all shuttered up, and sometimes it was loud, like a cop movie on TV with lots of shouting. But the kid was in his front yard now, and John figured maybe he didn't have anyone to play with either. "Hi," John said. The kid looked up, ratty blonde hair falling in his face. He was squinting funny, and his mouth looked sort of lopsided. "Hello," the kid said. "I'm John," John said, and sat down on the grass. They had good grass at this house, like no one ever cut it, and it was mostly clovers and those red stalks that tasted sour when you chewed them. He picked a blade and started nibbling at it. "I live next door." "I know," the kid said. "You have a little sister, and that loud kid comes over sometimes, and the twins." "The twins? Oh, Ryan and Spencer. No, they're not twins. They're not even brothers." "Hmm," the kid said. "If you say so. You're not wearing shoes." "Shoes are stupid," John said, scowling. He wiggled his feet in the grass. "I agree," his neighbor said, and took his own shoes off. He had muddy feet like John's. "We shouldn't wear them." "What's your name?" John asked, and proffered a stalk of the red grass. The boy looked at it and started chewing it gingerly. He looked pleased and was smiling at John, a crinkly, weird smile, all lopsided. John wanted to ask why he smiled like that, but his mom said it was rude to ask questions all the time, so he didn't. "I don't have a name." "Oh," John said. "What do your parents call you then?" "It doesn't matter," the kid said diffidently, and went back to poking at his pile of dead leaves and sticks on the ground. "Okay," John said, and peered over at the ground. "Hey, what are you doing? Are those matches? My mom doesn't let me play with those." "My mom doesn't care," the boy said. And John thought, even if he was sort of funny-looking, he had nice eyes, big and brown. "You can play with mine if you want." "Okay," John said agreeably, and they made a bonfire in the front yard, like the ones John's dad made in the winter to roast oysters on, only smaller and without the marshmallows. John had never seen a fire during the day before, but it was still nice, crackling and hot. They burned the sweet grass, and it smelled like when his mom left cookies in the oven too long, and dead leaves, which just smelled like smoke. And the kid's shoes, which smelled terrible. But it was really funny, too, watching them sizzle and pop. "Want to come watch TV?" John asked, when the fire had died down and the kid was poking the ashes with a stick. No, he said, and frowned. No. No TV for me. That was okay with John. It was too nice out for TV anyway, and he spent the rest of the afternoon with the kid, coloring the street in front of their house with sidewalk chalk, weird, swooping figures. It was fun, even if he did miss his friends. The new kid was weird, but okay, though. Kind of quiet, like Ryan. But he had good ideas, and he was smart, like Spencer. Good at tying knots. He wasn't like Brendan at all, except sometimes he started laughing for no reason and couldn't stop. John spent the rest of that summer sneaking out of his house when he could, going next door and hiding out in the woods at the end of the street with the kid. He never found out his name, though, only that he liked that baseball bubblegum you could buy from the corner store, and that he could climb way higher than John, up to the top of the tree, where John was scared to go because the branches were thin and looked like they might snap. "Careful," he told the kid. "You might fall." "I don't care," the kid said. "But you probably shouldn't come up. Your friends will be back soon." The kid said a lot of things like that. Things that didn't make sense. But he taught John how to whittle a snake out of a twig. He had his own pocket knife already, which John thought was the coolest thing ever. And when he cut himself, he didn't even cry. John cut himself by accident once, and it really hurt. But he didn't want the new kid to think he was a baby, so he just sucked on his finger until it stopped bleeding. Then one day, the new kid was gone. The house looked just like it always had, boarded up and bedraggled, but there was no noise at night anymore, and when John finally got up the courage to knock on the door, no one answered. He was just gone, like a fire that had burned up and the ashes all blown away before John had even noticed the flames were out. But by then, Spencer and Ryan were back from vacation, and Brendan had finished summer camp and was out in the Walker's front yard every day with his new tambourine. And most of the time, John was too busy catching frogs or keeping Brendan from breaking his window to wonder about the next-door neighbor. Every now and then, though, even when he was much older, practically an adult, he'd remember the kid at the weirdest times. When he saw a bonfire, or a tightrope walker, or a lonely pair of shoes by the side of the road. He remembered, and wondered if the new kid had ever found a name. The end. Author's notes. And in my head, years later, the Joker sees John in a bank he's robbing and says, "You wear shoes now, huh?" And John's like, "What?" And the Joker kills everyone else but not John and says, "You were the only one who ever played back." And just leaves.